Colleen in New Jersey needs some help with the staining project. What can we do for you today?
I needed to stain two pocket doors.
Okay.
To match the rest of the pocket doors and the framework in the house. And I went to the local, center and home goods, whatever, and they helped me with the stain, and they told me to apply the stain with a rag, and then after it dried, take a steel wool and rub the door down, and then I guess then I'd have to wipe it back down and then apply the stain again, but I don't know what the steel wool was for.
Well, are you going to put a coat of polyurethane on or something like that?
Well, actually, I'm probably going to have to do three coats of stain to match the rest of the doors.
To get the color you want.
All right. Well, let me give you a step-by-step idea here of how to do a staining project like this, Colleen. And these are new doors?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing that you want to do, and this is a little trick of the trade that I learned years ago, I wipe the door down with a damp cloth. And the reason I do that is because the grain will now swell a little bit. And even if it was sanded once you wipe it with a damp cloth, you'll find that the grain swelled and got a little rough. Then sand it again with a very fine sandpaper. We're talking about like about a 400 grit sandpaper.
Wow, that's super fine.
Really fine. Yeah, because it's just the grain that's just swelling. It's just like sort of the tips of the grain that's up there. So sand it down. Then you can apply the stain. I generally don't sand in between stain coats, but I will at the very last the last step before I polyurethane. Again, I'll do a very quick, very fine staining.
Same 400 grit?
Yeah, the same 400. Anywhere between 220 and 400. And then I'll do urethane, and in between the coats of urethane, I'll sand. The reason you're sanding is because the grain swells and it gets rough. And you're trying to take it down. But I would not use steel wool in between steps on staining, because what happens then is the steel wool ends up breaking apart and gets stuck on the door, and it's really hard to get out. So I would use a very fine grit sandpaper somewhere between 220 and 400.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.